The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Chris Nichols is down there and he is with Dave Farrell. We'll go down to you, Nico.
Dave, wonderful chance to go 3-0 and send a message to the competition.
Yeah, there's enough of them here watching, so certainly looking forward to putting our best foot forward and would love to walk away with 4 points.
Tell me how you handled the extra day. Did you have a captain's run yesterday on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a busy weekend for the boys, so they chose to get across and watch. I think we had 14 junior sides competing on Saturday morning, so they got across and watched those, which meant we had to split our 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock squads, but both had a run on Saturday.
Faz, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time pre-game. Got Jace Doherty and Matt Kershaw with me. What have you taken out of your first 2 weeks? And I suppose after that great form, you would have hated having what's been probably a 16-day break now between games.
No, I don't know about that. I had to move house in the last couple of weeks. There's not many worse jobs in that get done, no, I was certainly appreciative of it. The boys got a break from me, so there's no worries there.
Talk to us about what you've seen of St Joseph's from the opening two rounds that you've got to contend with.
Yeah, that's probably the battle, is having the extra long lead in. You can watch too much vision, you can pull apart stats too much and think we can have more of an influence than we can actually do as a coach. So, been really impressed. They're certainly a different side. I think I counted they might have 8 different to this time last year, and we've got half a dozen. So I think both sides will feel each other out early and see how we go towards the end.
Dave, you did say then you got half a dozen new ones. There are some names there though I have not come across as yet. Is there somebody that we should be looking for today who's going to be a bit of a standout for you?
I can probably help you with that. Play HQ app's not doing us any
favours. Yeah, no, it's not. Games. Thanks for that. Yeah.
I see Joey's have got different jumpers on again, so good luck, Colin. But we've got some exciting guys. Obviously, Hugo back 8 years on and a completely different player. Sammy James has found his feet over the last couple of weeks, and then so some of these small young guys that just bring so much energy to our group, and Jacko Carmody getting on the scoreboard early, but we're valuing really highly the pressure acts him and Blake Scott and even Josh O'Dwyer have brought to the group. So,
and I'm going to probably steal one of Kersh's.
You just did.
That was one of them. I'm going to steal another one anyway. Obviously, Andrew Bosley up forward. Kersh is on him for winning the medal this year for the goal kicker, and he's obviously your focal point. But you probably need some others around just to make sure that it's not all just about him.
Yeah, Kersh has gone out on a limb there, hasn't he?
I picked him as well, Jace.
Nico.
Hey, Faz, can I just say, when blokes like Mitchell Day are kicking 3-12, I'll stick to the blokes who can kick straight.
He likes to have a leg rope to be within that 30 and make sure he's a chance. So, he's flying at the moment. He's doing a really good job of juggling his work and footy and stuff like that. And, he's super for our group, just his professionalism. And he's the first to say it's not about the goals as much as he likes kicking them.
He's not a true 4-4 then, is he, if he says that? Hey, Faz, we saw Jonty Broughton running around in the twos. How's he travelling?
Yeah, he looked all right too, didn't he?
He did.
He kicks a couple more in the pocket in front of you blokes and he's probably playing next week. So, we're just not rushing him back. He did an enormous amount of work, probably as good a pre-season as I've seen from him, and it's even going back to when he was at Geelong and Essendon VFL programs. But he put in an enormous amount of work pre-Christmas, got himself really, really ready to go, and then he won the prackies, just nicked a quad. So it's been a bit of a slow start to get him back and going, and we won't rush him. Like, he bloody hard inside 30 today. Didn't want to be the bloke playing on him. So it'll be good to get him back at full fitness.
Faz, you mentioned you had 6 new players from this time last year at Anzac Day. All those 6 new recruits, as in new to today, and how have you sort of built up today's theme for them?
Yeah, not so much. We've got guys who have been around the program for a little bit. Josh O'Dwyer came down last year. Jacko Carmody's been with us for a couple of years. I think Jacko flew under the radar, but the amount of work he's done over 18 months now. He got just reward on at Grovedale. He played every game at our 12 o'clock last year and had a real impact there, and then went away and did some work in the pre-season and looks ready to play senior footy consistently now. We've got guys from within our program that have come up. Rowan Goff certainly started the season really well, and he's another one that was patient last year and just spent some time working on his own game. And again, he looks primed for senior footy now.
Sam James has had a real impact early, Faz.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a late comer. He only just moved down. He's finishing off his teaching degree, and he and his partner moved, start of March it would have been. So it was a late get there, but absolutely brilliant. We spoke today just about those guys, how quickly they fit into our program. And 23, vice captain at North Adela- sorry, North Warrnambool, and captained their summer premiership side just this year. So he's got plenty of experience, and love how he goes about it.
Have those blokes that have played in that Hampton competition, and he's one of them. That was a little concept, I think it was an under 23 or something similar. Is that something that he's hit the ground running because of being part of that?
Yeah, I reckon too. It's certainly we go to sleep here in Geelong, as we talk about, but they're fairly productive down there in their off-season. They managed it really well throughout the clubs and got some good buy-in from the playing group, and after the last couple of years, boys just want to play footy, so great concept there.
Noah Gadsby wasn't made available to you?
No, he got a knock on the button last game, so he didn't finish the game there, but he's been flying up there, so we're not planning to see him, but yeah, certainly wishing him all the best and love hearing that he's going so well.
Faz, we need to take a break and let you go because we're about to start the Anzac Observance Ceremony. We wish you the very best of luck this afternoon and look forward to talking to you post-game, and for your sake, hopefully 3-0.
Yeah, for everyone's sake, I hope. So, thank you.
Thanks, Faz. David Farrell joining us there, coach of the South Balham Footy Club.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.